For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. President Trump saying the planned U.S.-North Korea summit Tuesday is about attitude, not preparation. So what can the world expect to come out of the get-together? Jim Carafano, a foreign policy expert at the Heritage Foundation.
We know that North Korea has played this kind of rope-a-dope cycle in the past. I mean, anybody who thinks that somehow magically we should believe that this might be different just on faith, I mean, I think the North Koreans have to come and prove that.
Former CIA analyst Sue Miteri, who specialized in Korean issues, says both sides will issue a joint statement after the meeting, saying it was a successful and historic meeting, no matter what happens. After multiple incidents involving questionable use of force in his department in recent weeks, caught on tape, Mesa, Arizona Police Chief Ramon Batista says such incidents are unacceptable and need to stop.
Over the last few days, we've seen several videos showing situations involving our officers. They are disturbing, and they will not be tolerated.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a two-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com.
Another deadly alligator attack. Florida authorities say they captured and killed the gator that attacked a woman who was walking her dog near a lake yesterday north of Miami. These two neighbors saw the gator swimming close to the shore.
He just swims like going north and then you see him coming back down, but not far in the lake. He's towards the edge.
They should have at least signs, look out for gators and snakes, because they have no swimming signs, but no enforcement.
Authorities say 47-year-old Shizuka Matsuki's arm was found inside the gator. Two recent high-profile suicides, Kate Spade and Anthony Bourdain, triggered increased attention on that means of death. Psychology Dr. Jennifer Hartstein on some warning signs for suicide.
Depression and sadness, change in behavior. Maybe there is some giving away of personal belongings, saying goodbye, or just flat-out talk about death. Take all of that seriously, and don't be afraid to ask if they're thinking about suicide. You're not giving them the idea if it's already there.
Some doctors believe that the anger, meanness, and contagiousness of social media help to spread depersonalization. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Jim Kawakawa of the U.S. Geological Survey says the flow field of lava from the Kilauea volcano was virtually unchanged yesterday.
The area of the flow is about 9 square miles. There was no change in the lateral boundaries of the flows, but the ocean entry was fairly wide.
Hawaii County's Civil Defense Administrator says help is needed from FEMA to house evacuees, with more than 400 people in shelters and more than 100 homes destroyed. SpaceX is looking to expand its facilities in order to streamline its operations at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida. USA's Wendy King explains.
The company, headed by Elon Musk, filed plans for a 130,000-square-foot hangar, a launch control center, and a rocket garden at the NASA Center. The SpaceX operations area would be on 67 acres of agricultural land near NASA's Vehicle Assembly Building and the center's industrial area. From there, the company would refurbish its reusable Falcon rockets. The hangar would store used rocket boosters for refurbishment, and a rocket garden would display historic space vehicles. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Justify could become horse racing's 13th Triple Crown winner and second in 4 years when he runs in the Belmont Stakes this evening. The Kentucky Derby and Preakness winner is the early 4-5 favorite for today's 1.5-mile Belmont, the longest and most grueling of the three-race series. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.